USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Governor Andrew Cuomo meets with President Trump to discuss testing, one of the things we're not hearing from many who are pushing for more testing is exactly how many tests they're looking for. Fox News contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire also reminds us regarding testing.
Ubiquitous testing may not be realistic in the short term. That being said, there are also false negatives and false positives with these tests. And we don't even know at this point if the presence of an antibody circulating in your bloodstream actually means that someone is going to be immune to it.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Madison, Wisconsin, praising General Electric workers for producing ventilators to fight the coronavirus.
Thank you all. Thanks for your dedication, your hard work. You're really making a difference. You're saving lives.
The company set to produce 50,000 ventilators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The White House and Congress have reached a deal on a funding package that will replenish a loan program meant to aid small businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The deal comes as Democrats let the Paycheck Protection Program run out of money late last week, leaving millions of small business owners in the lurch. The deal could head to President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump says he will sign an executive order banning all immigration during the coronavirus pandemic. The news comes as 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last month due to the country's economy largely grinding to a halt because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on the move.
Look, no one likes it. The president didn't want to put travel restrictions in place. He didn't want to put immigration restrictions in place. But we have to because of this terrible virus that's been unleashed from foreign shores and was not the responsibility of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, it appears Democrats and Republicans have agreed to a deal that would fund the Paycheck Protection Program with $350 billion of money. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says it never should have came to this, but the Democrats insisted on playing games.
You know, the games the Democrats are playing on this are ridiculous. We saw this on the CARES Act, where we had a bipartisan agreement on the CARES Act, and then at the last minute, Nancy Pelosi parachuted in, blew it up, and delayed it for 4 days. We now have the Paycheck Protection Plan, which has proven immensely popular. It is the difference between life and death for millions of small businesses across the country. Restaurants and bars and movie theaters and nail salons and hair salons. And the Democrats have allowed this program to expire, and they've just held it hostage. And they're continuing to do it. My message to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, stop screwing around with these small businesses and people's livelihoods, because the partisan games they're playing are having very real consequences across the country.
The 2020 NFL draft set to take place virtually on Thursday evening. Teams doing what they can to prepare for the draft, including the Detroit Lions, whose general manager says their IT guy will be in a Winnebago in his driveway. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.